This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We, on the Wake Up Call, do a really good job. It may not seem like it, but we do a really good job of not talking about politics. But I do have to tell you about something that Donald Trump did this week. And listen, he's in the news a lot.
Well, yeah.
He's in the news so much that he's almost in the news more than a war. Let that sink in, okay? He has found time during his trial.
I think this was before the trial started.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe it was right before, the day before. He was in Pennsylvania doing one of his rallies.
Yeah.
He starts talking about the Battle of Gettysburg. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on. This is funny. He starts talking like we all wrote in a term paper in middle school for a project we didn't do.
Okay.
Now, everybody's focusing on the Gettysburg part. There's a few parts before this that made it great, okay, leading up to it. He said Pennsylvania's were our founding fathers.
Wait, what?
Pennsylvania's were our founding fathers, declared American independence. So much history. I mean, you have so much history here. It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. We're sort of weathering it right now, but I don't think there was so much worse.
Okay. I think he meant to say Pennsylvanians.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's where the army weathered its brutal winter. I didn't repeat that line. He said it again.
Oh!
At Valley Forge. Now, if you don't know what Valley Forge is, it's near Philadelphia, and it's where General George Washington hunkered down for the winter. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Gettysburg was in the summertime.
Okay, right.
And it was like 120 years later. Okay, so here we go. Gettysburg. What an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg. I mean, it was so much. And so interesting. And so vicious and horrible and so beautiful and so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg. Wow. We're reading a transcript of Donald Trump's, which we don't do. We never do. So if you're mad and you're going to text us or something like that, chill out. We never do it. Let us do this. This is so funny. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Hold on, let me finish. This is right after the famous quote, Gettysburg. Wow.
Wow.
I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. I think he thinks he's quoting Robert E. Lee.
Okay.
Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general and they were fighting, but it was too late. A couple things there. One, it is true. The North had the high ground in the Battle of Gettysburg, but only on day two.
Okay.
There's 3 days. Day three was a flat field, and that's where they lost. That's called Pickett's Charge from General George Pickett. Day two, they did have the high ground, but Robert E. Lee told them to fight uphill.
I always wonder, is he standing in front of a teleprompter?
I don't know. Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a teleprompter right there.
So I think what happens is, I think somebody writes these things for him. Okay. Obviously, that's not a him thing. That's what everybody, all the presidents do. But I think, and I can empathize with this because I am the same. I don't think he's a strong reader. Okay. Like reading out loud.
Right.
And I can virtually guarantee he is not doing any prep in advance. So he is not reading this in advance.
Right.
When he is reading it, it is the first time we are hearing it and the first time he's hearing it too. So I think what happens is he's reading and because he like loses his place or says the wrong thing and he wants to save face, he goes in these weird other directions.
But you wouldn't recognize that as a flaw and fix it somehow? I think it's more if there's anything on those teleprompters anymore, maybe the teleprompter just said, mention Gettysburg. And what came out was, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and so horrible and so beautiful and so many different ways. Gettysburg, wow.
So, okay, I bet that line said Gettysburg was a vicious battle. Like, it said all of those things and even said, but in many ways, so beautiful. I bet it said all of that. But he is improving and reading at the same time.
Just letting it fly.
So he's grabbing certain things.
How about that? Anyway, we wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that with you because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We have two people running for president that are too old to do so and have a hard time getting their thoughts out verbally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.